Constraining the Shape of Dark Matter Halos with Globular Clusters, by Martirena Campos et al. We explore how diffuse stellar light and globular clusters, GCs, can be used to trace the matter distribution of their host halo using an observational methodology. For this, we use 117 simulated dark matter, DM, halos from the 34.4 cmpc, cubed periodic volume of the E-Mosaics project. For each halo, we compare the stellar surface brightness and GC projected number density maps to the surface densities of DM and total mass. We find that the dominant structures identified in the stellar light and in the GCs correspond closely with those from the DM and total mass. Our method is unaffected by the presence of satellites and its precision improves with fainter GC samples. We recover tight relations between the profiles of stellar surface brightness and GC number density to those of the DM, suggesting that the profile of DM can be accurately recovered from the stars and GCs. Sigma is less than or equal to 0.5 dex. We quantify the projected morphology of DM, stars and GCs, and find that the stars and GCs are more flattened than the DM. Additionally, the semi-major axes of the distribution of stars and GCs are typically misaligned by approximately 10 degrees from that of DM. We demonstrate that deep imaging of diffuse stellar light and GCs can place constraints on the shape, profile and orientation of their host halo. These results extend down to halos with central galaxies M star as greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 10 Emson, and the analysis will be applicable to future data from the Euclid, Roman and the Rubin observatories. This was Constraining the Shape of Dark Matter Halos with Globular Clusters, by Martirena Campos et al.